Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, come on. Hello, world. Yes. I can't live without Frankie. Sorry about that. Hello, world. Are you still there? Are you still alive? Forget about Christmas gifts. Just hug people and say, this is your gift. That's the nicest gift you can give anybody, is a hug. Yes. I sound like Leo Buscaglia, if you ever knew him. Leo Buscaglia was the love man, the hugger. Yeah. Okay, everybody okay? We're going to talk. Okay, Frankie. Just a minute. Hold on. I got to tell Frankie. That's enough. Okay. Good. No comments about Frankie, so we'll still play him. I'm starting to like him, though, you know? We're going to talk about Raise Your Vibration again. Da-da-da-da. And it's going to be good. Got to be good when we raise our vibration. Mother Earth will be so happy. I'm not joking. Really? So, hey, I'm going to tell you what next Monday is. We got each awakening soul experiencing their own personal inner war that is being reflected in the outer world. That's what Mother Earth wants me to do next week. But this one, we're going to be speaking about the 10 signs you're raising your vibration and ascending your consciousness. Yes, yes. Number one, you are aware of the term ascension. You understand that ascension is the process of integrating more light from your higher soul into your physical being through the process of meditation and ego shadow work. Talking about bringing more light, I've been having a problem with my car at the time in the past. It's okay now. And my soul friend says to me, put white light around your car. I said, you know what? The car's already white. Okay. Ascension requires us to spiritualize our lower being. Talking dominion over our ego shadow consciousness, which keeps us stuck in repetitive cycles of negative, unconscious, reactive karmic behaviors. In essence, ascension is the activation and integration of our very own Christ consciousness. Karmic behaviors. Let me repeat this. Sorry about this, guys. The world and taking dominion over our ego shadow, which keeps us stuck in cycle of negative, unconscious, reactive karmic behaviors. So in essence, ascension is the activation and integration of our very own Christ consciousness, which is the consciousness of our higher soul that resides in our higher vibrating dimension within our energy fields. Ascension requires us to transmute the darkness within our lower selves, physical selves, so we can raise the vibrational frequencies of our emotional, mental, and physical energetic bodies, so we can merge with the very high vibrating energies of our spiritual bodies where our higher souls, God selves, reside. Yeah. Okay. Number two, you are aware you are a spiritual being having a human experience. I've heard that 5,000 times. You know that you are a multidimensional being and that your true essence does not reside solely in the physical body. You know you are energy, and you are also aware of your chakra system as a gateway to your higher consciousness. through the process of using your free will to spend time with your higher soul, through the process of meditation. Well, I meditate every night. It's a gotta. Where you slow down the sympathetic nervous system and the egoic monkey mind, you're able to access higher aspects of yourself that will help you gain greater clarity about your soul lessons and how to evolve beyond them. Okay, meditation will also activate the Kundalini, but that has to come natural. That can never be forced. Okay, which will ascend from the root chakra all the way up to the crown chakra at the top of your head and beyond, burning away the karmic imprints and congested emotional energies that block you from attaining your true energetic spiritual awakening, or you emerge into oneness with your higher soul. You know, that oneness is so easy. Oh, yeah, we have to be one. We have to be one. You have to be in your spirit, just like they're saying. Spiritual awakening through your higher self is your spirit oneness with your higher soul, which is the spirit. And three, you are obsessed with all things spiritual, alternative, conspiracy, healing, positivity. Positive is the most important thing to do. If you're positive, you've got it made. And if you're not positive, you haven't got it made, man. I run away from anybody that... I'll tell you how you can tell if somebody's positive or negative. Say you're spending time with them, and after you leave them, it's what you feel. How you feel after you leave that person. If you feel not that great, then guess what? Got to blow them out. Get rid of them, man. Sabrina Reber, thanks to you for me reading this. Okay. You want to read everything you can about the truth of your being and what is really going on in our planet. After a period of delving into the horror of it all and having to face the truth of how we have allowed ourselves to be manipulated and controlled, you decide you want to take back your energy and your power. You become less focused on the chaos and horror of the outer environment, knowing that change begins with the self, which is within you. You can't run out and somebody's going to tell you. You got to do it. You got to do it within. Meditation, I'm going to keep it simple. I've been doing it for hundreds of years, probably. And it's lay back and you contemplate. I have had so many great higher ideas by meditating, taking the phone off the hook. Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to this again. You become less focused on the chaos and the horror of the outer environment, knowing that change begins with the self. You also understand that humanity's outer environment will not change. Each person accepts responsibility for their own ego and shadow consciousness and stops projecting their disowned negative aspects onto everyone else. Yes, I have gotten rid of a lot of negative people. Feel good. I feel good after that. When each person faces the self, we will each face Goddess, God and Goddess will shine light on our own darkness so we can see what is within us that continues to create negative mirror reflections in our outer environments. When each person takes on the mission of alchemizing their own soul, their vibrational frequency will be raised and it will affect the whole of humanity. The entire planet and the entire universe, when we change the self, we are in the greatest position to create change within others because we become transformational, high vibrational examples for others to follow. Trying to change others without first Changing ourselves perpetuates outer projections of our own issues onto others, which keeps us in a karmic cycle of negative recreation over and over again. Don't like that, man. Don't like it. So, you're socializing with people that complain. And I'm telling you, complainers, I'm not making it, you know, I have friends that like to complain. I'm going to give you 48 hours. 48 hours not to complain. See if you can do it. And I bet you you'll feel so much better. Yes! Okay. Your energy will be softer. You're becoming less aggressive and dualistic. You're so focused on your own inner workings and your conflicting subconscious beliefs that create discord within your being, that you no longer desire to spend your time focusing on other people's beliefs. Right, your soul knows. I'm telling you, your soul knows. You'll feel if somebody tells you something, geez, that doesn't feel good. That means it isn't good when you don't feel good, because the soul knows all. If asked, you will share your perspective, but you no longer feel the need to control or preach to others. You know the best way to change others is to teach, not preach. Through your examples, oh yeah, I've got a lot of them. I'm a heavy duty. I've got to just say this to you all. I've been on TV. When I was on TV, I informed them. I have been fortunate enough to have had so many misfortunes to teach people how to get out of them themselves. And that's what I said on TV. But I didn't tell them. They wanted to know. Ha ha. Okay, back to this again. You know, the best way to change others, as I said before, is to teach, not preach. Through your examples, okay, as I said, you will inspire others to make changes within their being. You're also able to share wisdoms without being attached to the outcome. You allow others, just like the creator of all that is, to experience their free will to the fullest, even if you know their beliefs and behaviors will lead them towards a negative experience, to teach them a very profound soul lesson. You share your higher perspective, and then you set yourself free from the outcome. You are able to be compassionately detached. Number 5. Boy, this is a big one. You take full responsibility for everything that has occurred or will occur in your life. You understand that you are a multidimensional vibrational being with many aspects of yourself in the past, present, and future timelines of your very own energy fields. Your conscious, unconscious, subconscious, and superconscious energies are creating your entire life experience through the now moment of your current vibrational energy contained with your energy fields. In order to keep our past from affecting our present and futures, we will need to clean up the energies of our souls. So, the moral of the story is, live in the now. Right now, we can't worry about tomorrow. We could be dead tomorrow. Because tomorrow we are going to die. But I don't know what tomorrow would be. It might be 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now. But it will be at tomorrow. So remember that, to enjoy, live in the now. Okay, through the process of meditation and the willingness to self-correct shadowy, egoic behavior patterns, we can turn our darkness lead into the gold light of our very own Christ consciousness, which is where we all have to go to Christ consciousness. In order to change our futures, we'll have to change the energy of our now. Isn't that amazing? And as I said, live in the now. I do. Children do. And I refuse to grow up. Never. I'm never, never going to grow up. Never, never. I'm going to be in my heart because the heart is more intelligent than the mind. Da 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 da. Six. You accept responsibility for your own feelings, emotions, state of health, and happiness. You do not look outside of yourself for a savior. If you want to be happy, you know only you can create that for yourself. If you're not emotionally stable, healthy, and happy, then you have the power right here, right now, to make life-affirming choices that will create change within your being so you can create what you really want. You also understand that talking about making changes and actually creating changes are two different things. After years of being disconnected from your bodies, your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, because you're trying to avoid your pain, you're becoming more grounded into your physical being so you can deal with all of the deal within later folders. You have followed in your energy field. You are making more life-affirming decisions for yourself and becoming conscious of the choices that have the potential to contract or expand your consciousness in every moment. You are slowing down, and spending quite time with your higher soul through meditation. And you no longer feel the need to keep yourself overly busy because you no longer need to escape or run from the problems in your life. You are facing them head on and are making choices in all areas of your life, including which activities you invest your time in and which foods will sustain and nourish your body. The need to overindulge in drugs, alcohol, and fatty chemical-laden foods to numb yourself out and suppress your emotion. Your emotions is diminishing. Your life is becoming more and more aligned with the image you project to others. Your masks are going to be off, and you are who you are. Say you are. You're doing your best to live an authentic life aligned with your higher soul. Yes, the bad news is when you're at that state, you meet a negative, complaining person. You got to go back to meditation again to raise your vibration to that higher soul again, which is your higher self, which is called the fifth dimension. Unless you want to stay on the third dimension, it's not funny. Mother Earth wants you. There's nothing for you to hide or keep a secret. You're able to openly, honestly live and speak from your heart, making choices that are light-filled for you, regardless of what others might think, feel, or say. Because of this, you're able to move beyond your comfort zones so you can gain more soul experience. I'm not kidding. Karma. Karma is stayed. Light begets light and more light, which leads to a greater soul strength and soul wisdom. When you're aligned with your higher soul, you are consumed. You are not, never consumed with fear. You have a high level of intuitive discernment. Therefore, you trust your gut feelings and the core of sensations in your body, feelings, to guide you. You're becoming the master of your own ship. Yes, 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 yes. But it waits. After that, yes, can I have a drink of water? Okay. Hold on, but keep breathing. Remember my secret. I got it right on my wall. Just breathe. Everything is going to be okay. Breathing in 8 times, just in case there's some new people listening. You do it 3 times. You breathe in 8, you breathe out 8. Slowly, 3 times, and then everything will be okay. Honest. Okay, you understand that all life is sacred. Okay, air, water, sun, moon, stars, clouds, rocks, sand, dirt, trees,
plants, animals, the earth, and even oil are all living consciousness that supports and sustains life on this beautiful planet. They are divine extensions of goddess, gods, just like humans. I call it universe. The living dynamics on earth require a balance of giving and receiving. We each take from each other in order to sustain our own life, and we also are expected to give back. If we become greedy over consumers and take with no respect or regards to the energy consciousness we are taking from, we will create negative karmic vibrational energies within our energy fields that will need to be repaid and balanced out. Okay, so that's showing you that, you know, call me, 347-826-7154. I'll say it again, 347-826-7154. Okay, now energy always seeks balance. Okay. One of the ways we could give back is through heartfelt gratitude for everything it gives us of itself to sustain our own life. A person with an expanded consciousness is also aware that every day they are alive is sacred. Every breath they take in life, affirming every meal they consume, regardless if it's vegetarian or not, sustains and nourishes the body. I'm not saying to eat GMOs, that's for sure, no. But it's not what you're eating. It's not what you eat. It's what stress level you're at. And we all have stress, for sure. Stress is, we would be dead if we had no stress. So we have to take stress as a positive stress and talk positive. Negative stress leads to sickness. So positive stress is the way to go. And you're alive when you have stress. Positive stress. Okay. They are consciously giving gratitude for everything. The gift of oil from Mother Earth to drive our cars, the trees that build our homes, and the rain that sustains all life on Earth. People with an expanded consciousness are aware that all living consciousness have a soul contract that are fulfilling Mother Earth that promotes and sustains all systems. Hey, everything supports and sustains life, even the end of a physical life. Because when one life ends, a new soul is allowed to be born into the dimension so it can have the opportunity to evolve to its highest potential as well. Let's see, we only have so many minutes left, but we'll see if we can do this. 8, you appreciate the diversity of creation. You understand that no two souls, just like no two snowflakes, are alike. You understand that. The creator of all that is chose to divide itself into an unlimited number of divine sparks. And each soul was given the power and the free will to create their lives. So the creator of all that is could experience itself through each one of us. If the creator of soul extensions, it would have just stayed the same. An evolving soul knows that they should not try to put everyone in a box of limitation, forcing others to act, think, believe, eat, and be the way they want people to be. The free will of another soul is honored. And when someone does not align with your specific lifestyle, you respect the free will to learn and evolve and sometimes revolve in their own learning experiences. You are becoming tolerant of other souls and the diversity of creation, and you also use your free will to invest your time and energy in relationships and activities that more resonate with your soul's vibrational frequency. So when you find your frequencies and other people the same, you're laughing. You are becoming conscious of the direction of your own energy, and you know how powerful you are. You understand the power of your feelings, your emotions, courage, your thoughts and words, and you're doing your best to take dominion over them so you don't project your hidden issues onto others. You also understand the world of energy and how your energy and the energy of others can create, greatly affect each other's state of well-being. So strong thoughts of anger, jealousy, control, and fear towards yourself or towards another person create negative energy, thought forms that become thriving dark entities if the thought forms are held over a long period of time with great intensity. A strong negative thought sent to another person will travel to that person and gather the negative energies from that person's consciousness and then return double in size to the original sender who created it and feed off person's consciousness and then return double in size again of their negative thoughts as well. This becomes a negative, you know. Oh boy, karmic. Vicious cycles. If both people continue to send these negative thought forms back and forth to each other, as they are giving the negative thought form the energy it needs to survive and gain great power over both of them. In negative thought form, this energy it needs to survive and gain great power over both of them. In addition, thoughts towards other persons create energetic cords. Some of these cords are addition, repetitive thoughts towards another person creates energetic cords. Some of these cords are loving, and some of these cords are negative and energetical, draining as you raise your loving and positive, and some of these cords are negative, and guess what, and are draining. So remember, we're going to be continued next Monday. And I'll finish it off, and then we'll go to the title, Each Awakening Soul Experiencing Their Own Personal Inner War That Is Being Reflected in the Outer World. Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays, everybody. I mean it. I hope they didn't turn me off. Hey, let's do it. Happy Holiday. Happy Holiday. Happy holiday. Love you all. Bye for now. Thanks for the memories. Da da da. Thanks, Sabrina Reber. Love you. We're getting it out there. We're going to do it, girly. It's got to be done. Or Mother Earth is going to be really browned off and more aggravated. Love ya all. Goodbye, world, right now. Until we meet again.